Sit. Today's kind of a weird day. It's kind of a unique week and a little bit of a weird day. When Pastor asked me to, I was scheduled to preach yesterday in Normal Chapel, and I don't think the Lord wanted that, so he gave us snow, and so today we're going to force it. But it's kind of a little bit of a different. It's not going to be your normal chapel message. It's probably going to be a little bit more teachy than it is going to be preachy. But it's just us today, amen? Us and Mrs. Larson over there, who just happened to be taking my picture when I looked at her. Brother Howells used to say, I'll pose after the service out in the alley, and you can take the... Oh, yeah, yeah. Hang on, let me unbutton this button right here. No, I'm just kidding. On tour last summer, I went to the Larson's house for dinner before the service, and I was not in her house not 5 minutes before she was cracking bald jokes. So she deserves to get stuck in the snow, and she deserves everything. No, she's great. She's fantastic. She puts up with Lauren. And so if anybody who can do that, she deserves crowns in heaven for sure. But it's good to have her today. Other than Mrs. Larson, it's just us today. And it's just those of you, our students. Maybe one or two off-campus students slipped in, but most of us live here on campus and spend a lot of time with each other and a lot of time here on the college campus. And so I felt like this would be a great opportunity to just talk about a few things. And so I want to talk through some things this morning about Hiles Anderson College and five things that from somebody who's been here for 23 years, five things that I feel like every student needs to know before you graduate, before you leave Hiles Anderson College. You know, it's kind of a unique place. I graduated from Bible College in 1999 and thought, yeah, I know. I thought, you know, that's it for me. I had a job. I was going to be a school teacher, and I had a job and a house, and I was a firefighter in the fire department and a football coach and a baseball coach, and I had my whole life was planned out and worked out for me, and then the Lord just upended everything and completely changed my mind and completely changed my life. And after I'd already graduated from college and spent 4 years in the dorms and was now living on my own, I sold everything I had and moved to Northwest Indiana and moved back into the dorms for 2 more years. And so here at Hiles Anderson College, I received my master's degree in education. And I didn't only receive a degree, I received an education that has been invaluable as the Lord has given me opportunities to serve him in a whole variety of different ways. So today I just want to take a few minutes maybe and talk about those five things and discuss a little bit about the college and what it is and what it's all about. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. We've kind of chosen these verses in Ephesians chapter 4 as sort of our theme verses for the college, and kind of adopted that this year as our theme verses, and as we crafted going into our 50th year and understanding that if we're going to have a Bible college like this that's going to last for another 50 years, we are going to have to make sure that we are grounded and rooted in some things that are pretty important. I've thought through, and like I said, I didn't come to Hiles Anderson College for my bachelor's degree. I went to another college. But I was thinking through just over the past few weeks as we're preparing for the 50th anniversary celebration coming up and getting things ready for that. When you think about a Bible college that's 50 years old, that is still the same as it was 50 years ago, they are pretty few and far between. And we thought with the administration and talked through in a 50th anniversary planning session, we could only really come up with one other college that is a Bible college, an independent fundamental Baptist Bible college, King James only, with high academic standards and high moral standards. We only came up with one other one that we could think of, and it has about 20 students in it, and it's more or less a Bible institute in a church than a full-fledged Bible college experience. So to think about the fact that you're attending Hiles Anderson College 50 years after it was founded, and 50 years later, Hiles Anderson College still preaches from the King James Bible and uses the King James Bible exclusively, still has high moral standards. We haven't compromised in moral regards. We still have dress standards. We still have music standards. We still have accountability standards, and we still have integrity and character standards. And it's pretty remarkable to think that in this world, as much as it has changed, and even some of the Bible colleges and Christian colleges that we have seen come on the scene in the past 25 years have changed dramatically in that time frame. But Hiles Anderson College has not. And I'm thankful for that. And of course, as Pastor Wilkerson says, the biggest room on our campus is the room for improvement. And as we continue to improve our programs and we continue to improve our facilities and the things that we offer, there's some things that just don't need improving on. We don't need to improve on the King James Bible. We don't need to improve on purity. We don't need to improve on integrity. We don't need to improve on high standards. And those are some things that Hiles Anderson College is going to continue to do as it has for the past 50 years. And so we chose these verses in Ephesians chapter 4 this year as kind of our verses. So we'll start reading in verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. When you think about our faculty and most of our faculty members are not here today. They take advantage of the snow day just like you do. But most of them aren't here today. But when you think down the list of the people who teach in our classroom, this list right here, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, pretty much sums up the faculty of Hiles Anderson College. And pretty much has summed up the faculty of Hiles Anderson College for the past 50 years. So the Lord has put a unique group of people together to be the faculty, to be the teachers, the leadership, the administration, the staff members of this college that is now 50 years old. Some of them have the gifts of a variety of different spiritual gifts, whether they be, obviously we don't have modern day apostles. We don't have anybody who has actually seen and spoken with Jesus face to face. And if so, I would like for you to sign my Bible after chapel. But we do have some that would be considered of having the gift of prophecy. We do have some that would be avid soul winners and evangelists. We do have some that have been evangelists and have traveled the country in evangelism and still do in some cases. We do have some of our faculty members who are or have been pastors and certainly who are and have been teachers. And at Hiles Anderson College, we strive to put people in the classroom that have experience in the areas in which they're teaching, and we do our best to do that as much as is possible. Why do we do that? Verse 12 tells us why. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of Man unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. That's our goal. That's our mission at Hiles Anderson College. The mission statement of our college is to educate, equip, and empower the next generation of Christian servants to influence this world for Christ. And that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to, as good as we can, as effectively as we can, perfect the next generation of saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And of course, you sit in classrooms, and some of you are education majors, and so you're gonna take a bunch of education classes. Maybe you're a math and science major, and you're gonna take math and science classes, or history classes, or homemaking classes, or music classes, and all of those things work together to perfect, to make complete. That word perfect often is confused with making somebody perfect, like, you know, sinless and blameless. Obviously, we cannot do that. None of us are. None of you are either. That's for sure. But in Scripture, the word perfect or perfect means finished, complete, fully informed, completely skilled. That's as a noun. In the verb form, to instruct fully, to make fully skillful. So as we at Hiles Anderson College attempt to make you complete, to give you tools and experiences and education to be able to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Hiles Anderson College is a college that is specified specifically for training people to serve God in full-time ministry. Now, I realize that in this room of, I don't know how many are in here, maybe 250 or 300 people without our off-campus and without our faculty and so forth here. I realize that in this room, not every single person will be in full-time ministry for the rest of your life. I understand that, and that's okay. I'm not judging that or anything. But the focus, the gears of Hiles Anderson College is training full-time Christian servants, whether that be as a pastor or an assistant pastor or a missionary or an educator or a youth pastor or a Christian wife and mother, variety, whatever capacity that is, serving the Lord. You don't have to be on a full-time salaried staff position somewhere to serve the Lord full-time. You don't have to be receiving a paycheck, a full-time paycheck from a church to be in the ministry. We're all called to be in the ministry. We're all called to minister to people. And we at Hiles Anderson College, as your administration and your staff and faculty, it is our goal to prepare you as effectively as we possibly can to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ in whatever avenue or whatever arena the Lord puts you in. These verses are the verses that we've kind of chosen to guide us and direct us in our mission statement for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So I thought about this and prayed about it and looked on experiences that I've had over the past 23 years and as a student and as a young staff member and as a junior administrator and now as a vice president of the college and came up with 5 things. I probably could have come up with 50 things, but I came up with 5 things that I wanted to just mention to you today in a few minutes that we have together of 5 things from Anthony Collins' perspective that you need to know before you graduate from Hiles Anderson College. Certainly, you need to be able to pass your tests, and you need to study, and you need to know the information that your faculty and your teachers are giving you in the classroom so you can pass the tests, and then you can recall that stuff. Don't just learn it to pass the test, because I promise you someday it's gonna pop back into your brain, and you're gonna be able to use that to help somebody and to minister to somebody. But these are 5 things that I want to just give you this morning. If you want to write them down, you can. If you don't want to and you want to just go to sleep, you can do that as well. Number 1, live with integrity. When you graduate from Hiles Anderson College and you walk out of these doors for the last time and you walk across that platform and Pastor Wilkerson hands you that diploma and you sing the alma mater for the last time and you're done, you don't have to shave again. You do whatever you want. You're out. If there's one thing that you learned, I want you to learn how important it is that you live a life of integrity. Integrity means wholeness, entireness, an unbroken state. Purity, genuine, unadulterated, unimpaired. Live your life with integrity. How do you do that? Number 1, you be honest. Be honest. It's much better to just tell the truth. It's much better to be honest in your dealings than to have to go back and try to clean up your messes later. Be honest. Be upfront about who you are and what you are. Brother King touched on it a few minutes ago talking about making memes. I got to tell you, I'm a little old school when it comes to that kind of thing. If you're going to put something on social media, sign your name to it. If you're not man enough to put your name on it, don't post it. Honestly, I get so sick and tired of these anonymous groups and these anonymous pages, whatever, you know, such and such group of whoever, and you post on it and nobody knows who creates it, nobody knows who posts it. If you want to be funny with your name on it. I promise you this, if I ever post on your wall or on your page or send you a message, you're going to know it came from me. And I'm going to tell you, being honest is the key component of living a life of integrity. Because if you're one of those underhanded dealing people that's always working on these little things, ulterior motives behind the scenes, always creating your own conspiracy theories, always doing your own little thing that nobody really knows it's you and you don't put your name on it, I gotta wonder what kind of level of integrity you actually have. I wouldn't wanna hire you. Be honest. Number 2, work hard. You want to live a life of integrity, be honest, and work hard. Man, thank God for these men that went out there and helped shovel snow yesterday. I don't know who you were, and I don't need to know. The Lord knows. You'll get your rewards in heaven. Hallelujah. But work hard. Earn an honest living. Don't look for ways to sneak around. Don't look for ways to skim by. Work hard. Men, work hard. Ladies, work hard. Whatever it is that you do, wherever you go, whatever arena God puts you in your life, if you're a pastor, work hard at it. If you're a school teacher, work hard at it. If you're a Sunday school teacher, don't walk into Sunday school, your Sunday school class, with your Bible trying to figure out what you're going to teach today and then stand up there and teach those kids. Be prepared. Work hard. When you're a pastor and you have to teach Sunday school and preach three times a week, and then you've also got to do a Bible study and you got to make visits and you got to make hospital visitation, work hard. Don't fly off the cuff. Work hard. Here at college, work hard. When you go to work, wherever you go, whether it's at Estes or McDonald's or Panda or Walmart or Teleperformance or Chick-fil-A or wherever it is that you go to work, whether it's washing dishes in the dining hall, vacuuming the carpet in the chapel, cleaning the bathroom in the dorms, or answering the phones in the office, work hard. Work hard. Live a life of integrity. Thirdly, pay your bills. You know, it's funny. Usually the ones who don't work hard are the ones who have a hard time paying their bills. The people who have the character to work hard usually are the ones who pay their bills because they have money to pay their bills. Now, some people, they'll go out and work hard, but they don't have the character to give that money to the person who they owe it to. Pastor talked about that the other day. The financial withdrawal list was under my door when I came in for church last night and looking at that long list of people on the financial withdrawal list and thinking, like Pastor said, oh man, that person was standing in line in the bookstore the other day, or that person's brought takeout into the rec center to eat with their girlfriend, and this person has a new cell phone, a $1,000 iPhone, whatever, and you're using money that you owe to somebody else, and that's stealing. That is not integrity. Live with integrity. Be honest. Work hard. Pay your bills. Respect other people. I almost preached an entire sermon on the topic of respect, but that's not the direction the Lord had me go. I don't have time to spend on respect right here, but because it's already 11:43. But respect others. Be respectful. If somebody says hello to you in the hallway, say hello back. If a pastor who's seeking to hire you contacts you, contact them back. Respond to that. Respect others. Respect others in how you walk, how you talk, how you dress. I can't spend more time on that. Number one, live with integrity. Number two, five things you need to learn at Hiles Anderson College. Number two, never stop learning. When you walk across that platform and get your diploma, that's not the certificate that says I don't have to worry about learning ever again. That's just the beginning, my friends. Don't look at your college experience as the path to a degree. Look at your college experience as the journey of an education. I tell people this all the time. Don't come here. Don't come to Hiles Anderson College to get a degree. Come to Hiles Anderson College to get an education. The degree is just a stupid piece of paper that reality in the real world is worth nothing. I mean, you're at an unaccredited Bible college, for goodness sake. That piece of paper is worth absolutely nothing out there in the real world. We're not training you to be a six-figure earning professional in the world. That's not what we're training you to do. We're upfront and open with you about that. We're training you to have a heart to serve Jesus for the rest of your life. So don't come here looking to get a degree. We want you to graduate. Some of you, we want you to graduate now and go. Get out of here. Come here looking for opportunities to gain an education. Understand that every person, Brother Hiles used to say, every man is my teacher. You can learn something from everybody. Some people, you're going to learn things that you want to repeat. From some people, you're going to learn things that you don't want to repeat. You're going to learn good things and bad things from your roommates, from your teachers, from us, from me, from Brother King, from Pastor, from the experience of what, how does the college handle 2 days of a snow day when you're a school administrator someday, or a pastor yourself? How does a church handle when you get 10 inches of snow in one day and you don't really want to cancel the service? How do you make that happen? You can learn something from every situation. Learn as much as you can about as much as you can. Get involved in what's happening in this ministry. You never know where God's going to put you and what you're going to do someday. So get involved. Learn as much as you can about as much as you can. Some of you need to understand why the maintenance staff was cleaning the roof off yesterday. You need to understand why that happens. You need to know why Brother Pfeiffer plows the way he plows and clears snow in the way he clears snow, because most likely some of you men are going to be doing that someday. You need to understand how to drive a snowplow and how to mow the lawn so that it doesn't look like a two-year-old mowed the lawn. You need to understand how to make that work and why it's important. You need to watch how people do things. And you may say, man, I will never do it that way. Well, you're learning something. You need to watch how chapel is conducted, how pastor conducts a service. You need to watch him conduct a wedding, to conduct a funeral. You need to watch him interact. You need to ask pastor, can I make a couple hospital visits with you so I can watch you and listen and learn how you do it? Some of you ladies need to ask Mrs. Wilkerson the same thing, because in many cases, it's the ladies that are going to be doing the consoling in your church someday and in your school someday much more than the men are. So watch and listen. Spend time with a variety of people who know things that you don't. That list is very long for me. Spend time with a variety of people who know things that you don't, and ask advice. Never stop learning. Point number four under that. Master the English language. I could preach a whole sermon on this topic. I can't stress it enough. Now, some of you, English is not your first language. I understand that, and that's okay. So whatever language that you're going to be communicating in for the rest of your life, become a master at it. The most important classes, listen to me right now, the most important classes that you will take at college are your English classes. Because it doesn't matter what field you go into. Every single one of you are going to need to be able to effectively communicate something to somebody. You need to know English grammar. You need to understand that you don't end a sentence with a preposition and why you look like a four-year-old when you do that. You need to understand how to be able to stand behind a podium, whether it's in a classroom or a church or a pulpit or a ladies' meeting or a Sunday school class, and be able to articulate the message from God's word in a way that people sitting in that audience aren't going to think, you went to college? You can't even complete a sentence in proper grammar. Understand punctuation and what it means and how you use it. Understand the difference between there, and there. Park it there. Number three, quickly, five things you need to learn at Hiles Anderson. Number one, live with integrity. Number two, never stop learning. Number three, decide what you believe. College is an excellent opportunity for you to study and learn and read and listen and evaluate and challenge and debate. But by the time you're done with college, you should have figured out what you believe about a variety of subjects. Decide what you believe. Don't decide what you believe because I said it. Don't decide what you believe because pastor said it behind this pulpit. Don't decide what you believe because Brother Snipes or Brother Stephen Ray said it in a classroom, or Brother Bushy said it, or Brother Vargo said it, or Brother Fish said it. Don't decide what you believe because some teacher told you what to believe. Because when you leave here and you change your mind about some things, you're going to be mad because they told me what I had to do. Decide what you believe. Develop your own biblical standards. Decide what you believe about dress code and appearance and modesty. Read the Bible. It's pretty clear in there about dressing like a man if you're a man and dressing like a lady if you're a lady. It's pretty clear in there about modesty and a distinction between the sexes. It's pretty clear. If you want to believe whatever you want to believe, but decide what that is based on biblical standards. Have some convictions. Have some things that you'd be willing to die for. There's a lot of Christians in China who, after the Olympics are over, and China begins to enforce the new religious restrictions that they're putting on their citizens. There's a lot of Christians in China who in just a few weeks are going to have to decide whether those beliefs are really convictions. And I believe there'll be many martyrs whether they're physically killed or whether they're politically and socially executed because of their beliefs, because of their convictions. Decide what you believe. Number four, quickly, lead diligently. Lead diligently. Understand the great responsibility of leadership. Every single one of us is a leader. Whether you want to be or not, you don't get the option of saying, no, I'm not going to lead anybody. I'm not going to lead anybody. I'm just going to follow. Somebody's following you following. You're leading somebody in every capacity of life. If you're a mom, you're leading your husband. No, I mean, you're leading your children. If you're a dad, a man, you should be leading your family. You're going to be a leader in every capacity. You're going to be a leader in the community. You're going to be a leader at church. You're going to be a leader in a classroom. You're going to be a leader behind a pulpit. You're going to be a leader to your family. You're going to be a leader to yourself. And we all have a responsibility, and it's a great responsibility because we're influencing the next generation. Lead diligently. Lead yourself. Get out of bed. When the alarm goes off, after you hit the snooze button three times like I do, get out of bed. Be on time. Be where you're supposed to be. Lead yourself. Prepare yourself. Don't walk out and look like you just got out of bed. Lead others. Look for opportunities to set an example and be an example for other people to do right. How do you do that? You do that by serving. The guys who shoveled snow yesterday, serving. Dr. Ray Young, shoveling snow yesterday, serving. You lead by serving, servant leadership. I could, again, spend a whole bunch of time talking about that, but I will not. Number five, almost done. Okay, five things we said you need to learn while you're at Hiles Anderson College. Number one, we said live with integrity. Number two, never stop learning. Number three, decide what you believe. Number four, lead diligently. Number five, maintain your own relationship with God. While you're here at college, spirituality is, if you're not careful, it can be provided for you. Your prayer time today could have been provided for you a few minutes ago. Your Bible reading today can be provided for you. When you go to class, chapel, class, you get preached to six times a week, seven, eight times a week. If you're not careful, your spirituality can be given to you, handed to you. But when you leave here and you don't go to class, chapel, class, and you're not getting preached to six, seven times a week, and you don't have to read the book of Proverbs three times in one semester for a class, and you don't have to read the Paul's epistles, and you don't have to read the Gospels, and you don't have to do all the Bible homework, and you don't have to do the studying, you don't have to do the scripture memorization, when you leave here someday, that's not going to be provided for you. You're going to have to do that on your own. Maintain your own relationship with God. Now, it's hard to maintain something that doesn't exist. So somewhere, somehow, sometime, every day, spend time with him. Some of you have a schedule where you could spend an hour with God every day. Some of you, your schedule is so tight and so busy that getting 15 or 20 minutes a day, that's a challenge in order to get enough sleep and still do my homework and go to work 40 hours plus hours a week, work my ministry. But I'm telling you this, you won't be able to maintain a relationship with God if you do not first have one. You have to make time every day for your relationship with God. It's hard to get to know somebody who you don't spend time with. Do it on purpose until it becomes a habit. Once it becomes a habit, you won't be able to live without it. So, in addition to all the tests that you're going to take and the certificates that you're going to get and, you know, the qualifications and the degree that you'll walk away with when you graduate from Hiles Anderson College, I hope and I pray that we will have the opportunity to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry is people. The work of the ministry is practical. The work of the ministry is day in and day out, living with integrity, never stop learning, decide what you believe, lead diligently in having your own relationship with God. Kind of a different chapel service today, a little bit more teachy than preachy. I'm not even going to have an invitation. I hope you wrote some of that stuff down. I hope you'll think about it. I hope you'll pray about it. I hope you'll consider whether or not you're getting everything you can out of your Hiles Anderson College experience. When you walk across that platform and I read your name at graduation, I hope you're getting more than a degree. I hope you're getting more than a piece of paper. I hope you're looking for every opportunity you can to learn as much as you can about as much as you can. And you'll leave here with an education that is far, far exceeds that piece of paper or the $40,000 that you invest for 4 years at Hiles Anderson College. Because the experiences that you can gain, the opportunities you can take advantage of, and the things you can learn from the people who in your sphere and in your world will carry on for the rest of your life. But you got to be looking for that. It's not going to happen by accident. So I challenge you, I encourage you, consider those five things. Let's pray. Father, we love you. You put all of us at Hiles Anderson College. How in the world, Lord, could this group of people happen by accident? You put us all here. Nothing happens by accident. You have your hand and your control over everything. And you put us all here for a reason. You put us all in this chapel service on this snow day to hear this message for a reason. I pray that you help us all to determine what that reason is. Help us all to learn something. Challenge us. Challenge us to be more Christian, to live more like you, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Please bless the rest of our day today. Keep us all safe, keep us all healthy, help us to be back in our routine tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.